All right, so Bishop Haiying has asked that we spend the next couple of weekends for him to speak to us. We're doing what's called Put Out to the Deep, and he just wants everyone to be well-informed, and so this is the message from Bishop Haiying today. Good morning. Today and over the next few weekends, I will be speaking about Into the Deep, the diocese's strategic plan to move our diocese parishes and other Catholic institutions from maintenance to mission. In particular, this morning, I'm going to talk about our current reality. I'm going to share with you some important statistics and facts, bookended by a reflection from me. I know that some of you may already be familiar with this information because you've been following along with the Catholic Herald and Into the Deep website, Flocknote messages, etc. Nevertheless, I'm sharing it here at Mass because we want to ensure that everyone knows about this important endeavor. Also, please know that we will have handouts available for you after Mass in the bulletin this weekend and on our website. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we know that nothing happens outside of God's providence and foreknowledge. Every event, no matter how challenging or confusing it may be when it happens, or how unrelated it may appear to be to other events, is in fact willed by God for our good, if not directly, then at least permissively. This is the teaching of our faith. We know that in everything God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. God's action of creation, redemption, and sanctification, which he marvelously fulfilled and revealed in the Paschal mystery, is the ultimate truth and meaning of human existence. It underlines all other realities, including our current reality in the Diocese of Madison. It is important that we remember this as we courageously follow the Lord Jesus and his call to put out into the deep. Equally important, however, is that we honestly and truthfully face our current reality. For as the Lord Jesus says, "You know the truth, and the truth will set you free." For us, this means that we acknowledge and accept the difficult truths of our current reality, so that together we are free to follow him into a brighter future for our local church, that is, the Diocese of Madison. Over the past 6 months, Partners Edge, LLC, and the Into the Deep Strategic Planning Team have been working hard gathering and analyzing various data sets, including demographic data, parish and school data, financial and giving data, sacramental and priest data, historical data, etc. This professional, comprehensive, and thorough effort has led to the creation of a current reality report, which spells out with great clarity and insight our current reality in the Diocese of Madison. In particular, there are 8 principal takeaways from the current reality report. First, the total population across the diocese is growing. In looking at general demographic trends, the following statistics are noteworthy. Between 2010 and 2021, the population across the diocese grew 8.5% and is projected to grow another 4.3% by 2026. In 2021, millennials, those aged 24 to 41, comprise the largest generational cohort, 24.2% within the Diocese of Madison. By 2026, Generation Z, those ages 23 and under, will comprise the largest generational cohort, 24.1%, within the Diocese of Madison. This means that by 2026, nearly half of all people in our diocese will be either millennials or Gen Zers. Dane County continues to see the greatest population growth, with growth elsewhere along major roads and in population centers, and stagnation or decline in rural areas. Second, we are losing Catholic people, especially our younger people, and we are aging. In looking at Catholic demographic trends, the following data stands out. Between 2013 and 2021, the total number of registered Catholic parishioners across the diocese declined 17.3% to about 138,000. During the same time, parishioners 0 to 17 declined 29.7%. Parishioners ages 18 to 40 declined 11.8%. Parishioners 41 to 64 declined 23.9%. The only age group that grew, and modestly at 4%, were parishioners ages 65 or older. Third, fewer and fewer people are attending Mass. And looking at Mass attendance trends, the following data points jump out. Between 2013 and 2021, Mass attendance declined 39.8%. Between pre-COVID years, 2013 to 2019, Mass attendance still declined 16.3%. As of 2019, only 31.4% of total registered parishioners attended Mass regularly. As of 2019, Sunday Masses were less than one-third full, attendance-wise, on average across the diocese. Fewer people have been attending Mass for many years. COVID simply accelerated this decline. Fourth, significantly fewer people are receiving sacraments. In looking at sacramental trends, the following data points are heartbreaking to hear. Between 2013 and 2021, baptisms declined 39.3%, First Communions declined 39.8%, confirmations declined 9.3%, weddings declined 21.4%. Between 1960 and 2021, baptisms declined 79.7%, weddings declined 63.1%. In recent years, we have had significantly more funerals and baptisms across the diocese, which is not a recipe for success or a healthy future. All this means, then, that fewer people are receiving God's grace in their lives. Fifth, faith formation enrollment is in free fall, while Catholic school enrollment is holding relatively steady. In looking at youth formation trends, the following data points jump out. Between 2013 and 2021, faith formation enrollment among students in grades K through 12 declined 48.3%. Between pre-COVID years, 23 to 2019, faith formation enrollment among students in K through 12 declined 37.2%. Since 1965, Catholic school K through 8 enrollment has declined 74.4%. Thankfully, over the past decade or so, Catholic school enrollment has declined minimally, and it projects to hold relatively steady over the next 5 years. Sixth, we have significantly fewer priests than in the past, but praise God, we project to be relatively stable into the future. In looking at priest trends, the following data points are worth noting. Since 1960, the total number of priests in the diocese has declined by 63.3%. While priest numbers should remain relatively stable into the future, even at present, there are not enough to maintain the status quo. Many priests have delayed retirement just to keep things working. Also, priests are forced to become pastors within 1 to 2 years of ordination, and usually without as much training as would be helpful before being tasked with many administrative responsibilities and burdens. Existing structures often prevent the diocese from being able to assign priests to parishes or ministries according to their gifts and talents, and many priests have insufficient time for pastoral ministry, spiritual work, etc. Seventh, people who give donate about 2% of their income, with fewer older people giving more these days. In looking at giving trends, the following data points are important. In 2021, 52.9% of all registered households gave to their parish and or diocese. Since 2012, the number of silent generation, baby boomers, and Gen X givers have all declined. The silent generation, whose average age in our diocese is 84, are currently the second largest giving cohort across the diocese after the baby boomers, contributing about 30% of all giving to our parishes and diocese. Eighth, at present collectively, we are facing financial challenges impacting our mission and our employees. In looking at the financial trends, the following data points are noteworthy. Across the diocese, our parishes are averaging a $34,000 operating deficit. Presently, 61 parishes out of 102 operate with a net deficit. Of these, 38 contribute to Catholic schools. The diocesan average percent investment in ministries and people is trending down, while investment in facilities and buildings is trending up. Many parishes and schools struggle with proper employee compensation and benefits. And because of this, struggle with employee retention. When considering these 8 takeaways from the current reality report, together, it is obvious that we are facing some significant challenges, but this probably comes as no surprise. Many of those broken trends we have encountered daily in our parishes and schools, and these issues are not new. Most have been building for quite some time. Recognizing this, the diocese has made attempts at various points over the past few decades to tackle some of these and other pressing issues. Parishes have clustered or merged. Priests have taken on additional responsibilities. Slight modifications have been made. But despite the best of intentions, most of these efforts have been inadequate, incomplete, and or directed towards symptoms rather than root causes. With some notable exceptions, most dioceses in the country have tried to tweak or band-aid these growing problems rather than ask, what if God is inviting us to reimagine what a parish can and needs to be in increasingly post-Christian culture? Once again, we face significant challenges, and this necessitates a significant and bold response. Now is the time for us to look reality square in the face, see the truth, and with boundless hope and trust in Jesus Christ, courageously put out into the deep to reimagine what a parish can and needs to be if we are going to fulfill our mandate to go make disciples. We must be willing to let go of the past or any other attachments that may hinder us to follow him into a new and brighter future, that is, into a healthier and holier reality. In other words, in the words of St. Peter, Master, we have toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word we will let down the nets. May God guide us, and may he grant us the grace, courage, generosity, and faith of St. Peter to follow him into the deep and into a new reality. Bishop Donald Hying. And then he just adds, next weekend I will be sharing with you our dream for the future and how, with God's help, we hope to get there. Please pray for this effort, and may God renew the Diocese of Madison, our parishes, and each one of us for the sake of making disciples. So that's all an effort, again, to keep us all well informed and to know what the diocese plan is going forward. So we look forward to next weekend. I want to just take 1 or 2 minutes just to say this, because I had planned this weekend to launch, at least put the information out there, that November 1st, we're going to enter into what I call a Heavenly Christmas Novena. And it's going to be a time where we're going to become experts in how to gain indulgences for the holy souls in purgatory first. Then we're also going to find the best practices of prayer. We did that with our Peace Through Strength, but also the best way to approach God. You know, what gets the best results? You always hear me say God's not a candy machine. But he actually, we saw that today's reading, Jesus gave the parable of like the obnoxious widow, right, who wanted justice from the unjust judge. How much more will your heavenly Father give to you who call to him day and night? And so God really waits for us to take it serious. So we're going to be engaging in all that, especially praying for our loved ones who have lost the faith. You know, we're in Go Make Disciples, you know, evangelization. Well, I think there's such a thing as stealth evangelization. I think we start by praying grace into them, that they receive that gift of conversion. So we're going to practice that during these days between November 1st and Christmas Eve. And then we're going to learn what it means to become strong. But here, we're talking about strength in numbers. We're doing our best to unify ourselves here on earth. We're called the Church Militant. But the Church Penitent is in purgatory, Church Triumphant in heaven. It's called the Communion of Saints. We're meant to not go it alone, but to be united, to be allied with each other. So we're going to learn how we can become allied with each other. Again, I think sometimes we pray to the saints, but maybe it's flippant. And again, the parable shows no flippant here, right? We want to do it seriously. We want to do it God's way. So I actually developed a tool. I displayed it there with my collection of relics, because this is all about praying with the saints, right? And here it is here. It's called the Strength and Alliance Field Journal. and worked hard on this so we could have a nice tool to help us during this journey and just to help us to become strong and united in the Lord. So please look forward to that. I got a couple of cases coming of these books that hopefully I'll have out here in the next couple of weekends leading up to November 1st. I love you all. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.